那如果我们可能没有办法照顾到全部的问题，哈。
So we have talked about some problems, but then we may not be able to answer all of them.
Yeah. 那如果我们还没有照顾到的问题，可能 maybe 私底下还是什么，我们可以再讨论。
And for the question that we may not be able to answer, we can discuss them later.
那我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，奉主是圣名，我自己很高兴，因为是最后一节，希望你们也很高兴。
I'm very happy because it's the last session.
如果父母亲已经错过了机会，没有办法再去引导孩子，是不是只剩下祷告了？
And if the parents has missed the timing to educate their children, the only way left is it only a praying?
答案是是。
Yes, the answer is yes.
同时让孩子看见生命的主在你身上的见证。
And we have to let the children know, see the testimony of our Lord on us.
就是说你自己活得出喜乐、平安。
That's to say that
让孩子看见这个好。
Our children have to see that we can live a life of joy and peace.
就是说我们不是只是叫孩子要怎么，而我们自己是对整个生命是没有盼望的，是很担忧的。
So we cannot only tell the children to do this and do that, but then we ourselves are living a very anxious and worried life.
我们虽然从孩子的身上会得到许多的满足，因为这是一个天生给我们的东西。
Even though we can receive satisfaction from our children, but then and this is a natural thing.
因为你真的看到孩子的那一种，你会满足的，你会喜乐，在你的脑里面会很快乐的。
Because when we see our children, we will be very naturally very happy in our mind.
可是他也是最扯着你的神经，让你最不能放下的那个人。
But then they're also on our nerve, and they're the ones that we cannot let go.
所以我们跟主耶稣的关系非常的重要。
So that is why our relationship with Lord Jesus is very important.
除了为他祷告，
not only we pray for them,
我们自己要活出耶稣来。
And we ourselves have to live a life like Jesus.
让孩子会看见。
So that our children can see us.
我们说过，当孩子看见的时候，他自己会被我们背后的那个主人吸引。
And we have talked about how when the children will see us, they will be attracted by the master who is behind us.
如果在 kindergarten 的小孩子，他是会到处乱跑乱躲的，他是否有在学习呢？
And for the kindergarten children, for them to run around, are they really learning?
答案是是的。
Yes, they are.
他不论躲在哪里
，No matter where they are,
他都在学。
They are always learning.
他躲在衣柜里面，
even
他也在听。
Even if they were to hide in the closet, they are still listening.
我碰过一个孩子，就是我在讲话的时候。
And I have met a kid.
一个孩子，你是 kid.
And when I was talking,
对，我跟他讲，你知道他去哪里吗？
Do you know where he went?
他去衣柜里面。
He went into the closet.
他关起来。
And he has closed the closet.
啊，我这边不是没人了。
And there's no one in front of me anymore.
可是我要继续讲。
But I still need to talk.
我好像疯了一样。
And I was,
我就说，所以啊。
So I said, so.
我们要这样。
You have to do this and this.
Okay.
And he opened the closet and said, okay.
会出来一下又关起来，因为我们不知道，特别是 kindergarten， 就我们不知道 kids 它里面的世界是什么，我们不知道。
Because we do not understand what is the world inside their mind.
我们后来知道他的世界其实是已经被我们扭过了。
But later we'll understand that their world is actually twisted by us.
因为我们想要他是这个世界，所以我们一直扭到七八岁的时候，啊，对了 ，good boy。
And we want them to have this world inside their mind, and we have twisted them until 7 or 8 years old.
奇妙的是，在这个之前，他的 world 我们不清楚。
But then before that age, we do not understand what their world inside is.
他到底看见什么
？And what do they see?
他想象什么
？And what are they thinking?
那个你要跟他用玩的 playing， 你会认识他。
And we'll understand them better by playing with them.
你如果只是站这样子跟他说。
If you only stand and talk to them like this,
你不认识他，
then we are not able to understand them.
要跟他玩，
we have to play with them.
昨天已经教过滚动，对不对？跳。
And yesterday we have talked about we have to roll around and jump.
那你在家里面玩不玩一些很特别的东西？我的特别的东西是很简单的东西。
And maybe you can play some special things at house, and this is these things are very simple.
你们现在会买玩具给小孩子，对吧？
Now we'll buy some toys for our children.
玩具要越晚进去越好。
And it is better for us to give them toys at the later time.
因为玩具是一个固定的东西。
Because toy is very concrete.
那它一固定的东西之后，它会它看到就是这样子了。
And because when they see that something that is unchangeable, they will they'll be settled.
像我们跟 kindergarten 的孩子是玩报纸。
For example, we play newspapers with the kindergarten kid.
就撕啊撕报纸，你们会撕吗 ？Kindergarten 老师
，Then we'll tear the newspaper.
你们是这样子教啊？坐好，给我坐好，抓。
So you have to sit
撕报纸
nicely.
我们会撕报纸。
But then we will tear the newspapers.
我们会拿那个，厕所纸啊。
We'll take the toilet papers.
我们会在教室玩。
And we'll also play around with the toilet papers.
你知道为什么玩这个吗？因为玩你玩这个之后，你可以告诉他，这个是在教室的，那个厕所的，不要拿来玩。
Because after we play with the toilet paper, we can tell them that do not play with the toilet paper inside in the washroom.
啊，你就要教他什么 OK， 什么不 OK。
So you can teach them what's OK and what is not.
我们有一次开讲习会哈。
And there was one seminar.
你知道我们开着开着。
And when we were during the seminar,
有一个小孩上来哦。
And there's a child come up.
他从厕所啊拉那一卷纸啊，从外面一直拉到会堂来，好长哎。
And he has dragged the whole toilet paper all the way from the washroom into the chapel.
然后他看不要断掉。
And he doesn't want the toilet paper to break.
太有想象力了，我们不知道他到底看到什么。
And we don't know what he saw.
一拉到这边的时候，马上被揍。
But then he was, when he dragged the toilet paper all the way into the chapel, he was.
你们 OK 吗？一定不 OK 的吧？你们说啊，好棒，好棒，拉什么？哎，在 seminar 嘞，我在上课，他拉进来。
And he was during the seminar during my class, and he has took the toilet paper in the chapel.
哇，原来后面那个是他的爸爸。
So that person who dragged him was
the father. 他觉得很不好意思。
He felt very embarrassed.
因为我们在讲 parenting 嘛。
Because we're talking about parenting.
他马上就 parenting.
So he did parenting right away.
哇，就哭啊，对，大家就回头，本来不知道有纸上来了嘛，有 paper. 啊，哇，哭哭哭。
So the boy started to cry.
结果很多人就想，哎呀，一定打，因为他打得好大力，我听得到。他们就说啊，一定很痛，对不对？啊，很痛。旁边马上你们这些人很假，就马上去吼人家。其实你们气得半死。你们说啊，乖乖乖，好可爱，好可爱，很痛。
So all the people around him started to comfort the child and say it must hurt a lot.
结果他不是，他说断掉了。
But then the little kid wasn't concerned for the.
他的哭。
The little kid said, "Oh, it broke."
他的哭是因为断了。
He cried because the toilet paper broke.
所以我现在只是要告诉大家说，他想象的东西跟我看到的是不一样的世界。
So we can know that the things that he's imagining is different from us.
我还教过一个孩子。
I also taught this kid before.
你只要一开口讲话，他就在椅子底下。
Once you started talking, he will hide under the chair.
就在椅子底下哦，而且他会，就是他不要看见你，他就在椅子底下。
And he don't want to see you, and he wants to.
但是你一直
under the chair.
哎，你一直讲，他其实就在听，他也会回答。
But if you continue to speak, he will answer you.
你只要一不说话，他就出来了。
But once you stop talking, then he'll come out.
然后你想到还没讲完，说啊那个他就又进去。
And once you started talking again, he'll go back under the chair.
他没有办法的这一代的孩子。
And this is how they are.
啊，你不知道脑出了什么事。
And you don't know what's happening inside their brain.
那我们昨天已经讲过，情绪比较不稳定，就是说他表现出来比较不稳定的时候，是跟他的 IQ 比较有关系。
And、
记得吗
？Also talk about when they have unstable emotions, it's because of their IQ.
坐得住的孩子通常就是哈，就像我们啦，就我们没有，我们是普通人啦。我们应该说我们是普通人这样子。
We are the normal human being.
普通人 average
average human being.
好，那他们有比较高，所以他们不比较不能控制到东西。
But then for some other kids, they are not able to control.
老师，你们在教室 kindergarten 老师，因为 我不知道，可以你们可以打吗
？For teachers in the kindergarten,
不敢讲吗？
Can you,
还是不可以打哈？
Them?
所以他们的父母可以当父母教训他们，老师好像比较难。
And for teachers, it is harder for them to discipline them.
所以我现在意思是说。他有很多的表现，其实他在学东西，但是他不是按照正规的方式，你觉得的方式在学东西。
And what we're going to talk about is because those children they do not learn, they're not learning with the normal ways that you think.
所以这个问题有回答，就是说，当他跑来跑去的时候，他是不是有在学？他是有在学。
So when they're running around, they're actually learning.
那问题就来了。
So this is the problem.
有人坐着，有人躺着，有人吊在半空中，我怎么上课？
Some people are rolling
对不对？
on the ground, some people are sitting,
问题是在这。
and some people are somewhere else. So how do I teach a class?
我建议哈，或是我看哈 ，kindergarten， 是不是就哈？因为我又不能说 OK， 因为有人吊在半空中。可以。你们上课之前有没有办法带他出去走或是跳
？So are you able to bring the children out before the class to have some activities?
因为我主要是要，你可以很凶啊，你可以，因为你可以把它绑起来，绑在椅子上都可以，就是你有很多方法。但是我们比较看重说它里面东西的时候是把它那个 release 掉。
We can also tie them to the chair, but then we want to release something that is inside them.
你看那个哈、哦，那个能量很足啊，那个电池。
And we see that
满的。
The battery that is a full power.
人家那种电池打一打会就没有，那个两天不睡都 OK， 我看。
For those child.
所以你看他爸爸一直熊猫眼。
It is okay if they don't sleep for 2 days.
你一定睡很少啊，阿丽安，阿丽安，哦，很少哦。他的 energy， 他的 energy 是 amazing 的。
He has amazing energy.
那因为你不够那个体力。
But because we don't have enough energy.
可现在你要教他。
And we want to teach him.
很难。
It is very difficult.
真的难。那把他 energy 释放掉一些。
So we need to release those energy.
看看宗教教育哈，有没有办法买一个床。
So you have to ask if the RE system can buy a bed.
不知道放在哪里啦，就是 whoever 有需要的就带去跳。
So whoever needs it, they can go jump on the bed.
就老师这样啊，帮他一直跳，一直跳，一直跳，大概跳个十分钟，然后回来上一点点课，再拉去跳。
They can after jumping for 10 minutes, they can come back for the class, and then after 10 minutes, they can go jump on the bed again.
因为我相信这个问题问上来，就是已经是无能为力了。
Because I think if when we ask a question, that means we have no other way, our method.
就是你应该是所有的方法都用尽了，你才会问他有在学习吗
？Maybe we have used all of our methods. Then we
非常客气。
That's why we're asking, is he really learning?
啊，我觉得他有在学习，可是因为他的那个 high energy level 超过我们想象。有一些孩子非常特别，那这个跟他的 IQ 有关系哈。那我们不谈，只是说我们想办法帮他释放。或是你硬压他在这边的时候，他一他什么都没学到，二他就是很辛苦这样子。
And it's because they have a very high energy level, and if you want to sit him down on a certain place, it is very difficult for the child.
不过另外一方面也不错，就是让他提早进入苦难的环境。
On the other hand, we're letting the child to get into a environment of suffering earlier.
绑着他
We can tie them up.
他就吃苦了
And then they have tasted the suffering.
以后我上这种课，他就会知道啊，我吃过苦
So once they are sitting in the class, they will know that I have suffered before.
可是不能用到他 anger. 刚刚有一个人说他的 anger， 记得吗？
But then we
cannot, 他到今天还在里面。呜
We cannot.
好苦哎
Make them feel angry.
那 anger 昨天有学过，复习一下。几岁开始会记进去
？So we have learned yesterday when was the anger would we start remember our
十二十三开始进去。
Started with 12 and 13 years old.
之前你绑他 OK。
And before that, if you tie him up, it will be okay. 所以
我不能教方法，我会被告。
So I cannot teach you methods. I'll,
老师们，放手去做吧。
Our teachers, you can do whatever you want.
下次你们看到你看到你们下次看到你们孩子出来这边有凹陷。你要知道他吃了苦。
You know that they have suffered before.
No, 有一些哈孩子，你真的是，你对他们的时候，要很多无比的耐心跟爱心，要预备好。
Some other kids, we have to have a lot of patience to that kid.
昨天我们说，因为他一个礼拜了，他其实被打过一个礼拜，他难得在这个家里面，他觉得我可以 relax。有这样的可能性
because it is possible they have been disciplined the whole week and then they have come back to relax.
你不要看说这些父母好像没有在教他们的孩子，其实在他们在家里面，他们也无能为力。
And we may not, it may seem that those parents are not disciplining their children, but then in their house they are out of their methods.
所以说哈，如果老师做得到了哈，就是你真的就是看到说啊，这样的孩子其实是蛮辛苦的，你用多一点。方法爱心关心他 ，Kindergarten 没有 rules regulation 很难去执行。你大概就是用玩游戏的去告诉他，老师想做什么，你一起做这样子。
So it is we have to use your love to care for them, and it is very difficult to set down rules and regulations.
圆形的时钟
，OK. We have to remember the round shaped clock.
好，大概我们的问题有照顾到这边。
So we have finished most of the questions.
主耶稣给了我们光
Lord Jesus has given us light.
主耶稣给了我们他的话
He has given us flowers.
话 words.
Words.
对，那现在就是我们怎么样愿意去被光照到，又愿意去读他的话。
And so now the problem is whether we are willing to let his light shine upon us and read his words.
如果我们在教学生跟教孩子的路上觉得我还有两步方法没用出来，那么我们就是没有被光照到，还没有读到他的话。
And if we feel that we still have two more methods that we are not used in our class, and that means that we have not let his light shine upon us and we have not read his words.
所以我们其实要回到最基本的上面，就是我是一个父母，我是一个老师，我要先学习谦卑。
So what we need to come back to is that we are the parents and the teachers. We have to learn humility.
因为我自己在神的面前都不完整。
Because we ourselves are not perfect in front of God.
我怎么能让孩子一直听我的话呢？这样子听一定是更不好的嘛。
So how can we let the children to listen to us?
应该是他听主耶稣的话。
Because they should listen to Lord Jesus.
可是我是你的父母，我又是你的老师。
But because I'm your parents and I am your teachers.
我一定要先尽力而为。
That's why I have to do my best.
所以一定要先尽力。
We have to do our best first.
该学的学。
We have to learn what we need to learn.
该练习的练习。
We have to practice what we need to practice.
你尽了力之后。
And after we have done our best.
这个孩子是主耶稣的。
Then these children will belong to Lord Jesus.
他后面也有主人耶。
And behind him, there's also a master.
主人看见你尽力了。
And the master has seen that you have done your best.
主耶稣就帮助他。
And Lord Jesus will help you.
这是我们的信心。
And this is our faith.
如果我们连这个都信不到。
And if we do not believe this.
那我们就不用再学习了，对吗？
Then we do not even need to learn.
主耶稣一定会帮助我们。
Because Lord Jesus will surely help us.
在整个历史当中，只有一件事情从以前到现在都有的。
And there's in the history, there's only one thing that happens from the in the beginning until now.
那就是神的灵。
And that is the Spirit of God.
神的灵穿越每一个时代。
The Spirit of God can transcend to the whole generation.
我们现在来到一个世代，我们说，哎呀，这个世代好多的 challenge 挑战，对吗？
And now we come to this generation, and we feel that there's a lot of challenges.
神的灵还是在这个时代。
But the Spirit of God is still in this generation.
所以当我们错过一些东西在以前的时候
So if you have missed some things in the past,
圣灵它因为是没有时间限制的
And the Holy Spirit, because it is not bounded by time and space.
当我遵照主耶稣，我尽力了，我谦卑在主的面前做学习
And if you have humbled myself to learn in front of God,
圣灵的力量会穿越时空，把我们整个过往不足的东西弥补回来。
And the Holy Spirit will help us and fill up what we have lost.
因为我们今天早上说，我们这一代走过来都很辛苦。
And because we have talked about how it is very difficult for us to come to this time.
哎呀，好像我们没有希望了。
And it seems that we are without hope.
哎呀，好像我们错过了很多东西。
It seems that we have missed a lot of things.
可是那个年代我们没有办法选择。
But then we did not have any choice at that time.
可是圣灵在我们里面的时候。
But then when Holy Spirit is within us,
穿越这个时间,
we can transcend this time.
到今天这个 moment, 我谦卑愿意学习的时候,
so until this moment, we are able to learn.
圣灵把过往的东西不足补上来,
and Holy Spirit will give more strength to us what we have missed.
啊，那个东西叫做爱,
then that thing is called love.
因为只有一个人被爱充满的时候, 他的整个人生会改变。
Because a person can only be changed once His life is filled with love.
可是因为我们今天里面装着有很多很多不是爱的东西。
But today inside us, there's a lot of things that are not love.
圣灵很想帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit really wants to help us.
是推不动。
But then He is not able to push us.
进不来。
It is not able to come in.
所以我们不断不断学习，仿佛没有用。
So it seems useless for us to continue to learn.
那是因为我们没有谦卑下来。
That is because we did not humble ourselves.
我们没有看见原来过往我们有许多不足的地方。
And it's because we see that we have not seen many things that we lack.
可是今天你看见了。
But today you have seen this.
虽然你 focus 的是学生跟孩子。
Even though you are focusing on your students and your kids.
可是从这边我们听到主耶稣让我们认识了我们自己过往是怎么样的人。
But then from here, through Lord Jesus Christ, we can know what we have been.
圣灵穿过时间之后，在里面满足、填满我们里面需要的那个爱。
And when the Holy Spirit has transcended time, and He can fill up the love that we have missed.
我们现在那个叫做 healing 治疗。
And now we will call this the healing.
就是从爱的东西去治疗它。
And that is we get the healings from love.
那个东西一被治疗之后。
And when that thing is healed,
它所有 brain 里面、大脑里面的 transmission 就开始变得 smooth.
Then all the transmissions inside our brain will be very smooth.
所以这个很重要。
So this is very important.
以前我们没有科学家证明给我们这些，我们不懂。
And before we do not have the scientists to prove these to us.
我们就觉得说，哎呀，每次讲到就是讲这样，早就听了200次了。
And we'll feel that we have heard this in the sermon for many, many times.
现在的科学家。从去年开始不断地验证这件事情。
And for the scientists today, they have proved this over and over again.
他说所有的 good feeling, 它 restore, 存留在我们大脑里面一个区域。
They said all the good feelings are stored in the one region in our brain.
那个区域是在 restore 味道的地方。
And that region is the region of a smell.
然后那个味道的地方一照出来原来跟爱是连在一起的。
And when they have seen the place for smell, it is a place also for the love.
你们喜欢去吃东西吗?
Do you like to go eat?
你们吃到好吃的东西的时候，你们的心情怎么样?
And when you eat something nice, how are you feeling?
Awesome, 开心。
Very happy, very awesome.
然后很多人就拿着，噗噗噗一直照，噗噗噗你看现在最多的就是食物的照片，对吧?
So when you see the pictures the most, those are the photos of food.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为他觉得他要让他的朋友看到我有多快乐。
Because they want their friends to see how happy they are.
那个是里面的 need.
And this is a need inside their brain.
因为那个 love 没有被 satisfied.
Because their love is not satisfied.
所以你一直铺那些照片的时候。
So when they are posting all those pictures.
就知道哎，爱不够哦。
Then they will feel that, oh, this person does not have enough love.
OK, 尽量铺没有关系。我现在只要讲说那个食物的东西它的 restore 的那个 area 它跟 love 是在一起的。
So the region where they store the smell is the same as where they store the love.
然后这一块区域它连接的下一个 area 你们知道是什么吗?
And the next area is connected.
这都是现在科学家说的。它 connect 是 motivation.
And the next one it is connected to the motivations.
所以你再反过来看。
So we look at it another way.
今天的孩子，你不爱他吗?
Do you not love your children today?
非常爱，对吧?
You really love your children.
哎，照理来说，应该他是被满足的啊。
But the children should be satisfied.
怎么没有动力呢?
But then why aren't the children having the motivations?
你就要画一个问号了。
So we have to have this question.
所以出来的那个爱有状况。
It is because the love that we are expressing have the problem.
有状况。 那个爱里面没有 discipline 在里面，不行。
Because there's no discipline inside the love.
它没有管教的东西，一个 rules regulation 没有进去，那个爱不是爱。
And because if we do not have the rules and regulation in our love, that will not be the real love.
那个爱缺了一边。
And that love has lost something.
那个爱只有给给给。
We only give them the love.
那个爱里面没有说我给你这样，我害了你。
But then we do not think, feel that if I give you this love, I have I'll cause you harm.
因为它不是 biblical 的东西，不是圣经来的。
Because it is not from the Bible.
昨天我们的那一课说，圣经里面的爱出来的时候是很苦的。
Because yesterday we have talked about the biblical love is actually a bitter.
Okay, 所以你就回来说，我们为什么这个年代的人可以被圣灵穿越时空之后，今天我们依然的是很 OK 的。
So that is why we say that why the Holy Spirit has transcended time for us people today, it is still okay.
因为那个能力在里面。
It is because the power is within us.
所以我们今天要帮孩子的是，怎么样让他们能够求到圣灵。
So today we have to help the children and tell them how you can receive the Holy Spirit.
你注意看，有一些很特别的孩子，主耶稣其实知道什么时间给他圣灵是很恰当的。
And for some very special kids, Lord Jesus knows how to when to give them the Holy Spirit.
有一些孩子真的需要早一点得到圣灵的。
For some kids, they need to receive the Holy Spirit at the earlier time.
所以我们不用去 judge 看说，哎呦，这个孩子也多顺灵哦，不用这样子。
So we do not need to judge whether this kid has received the Holy Spirit or not.
因为他有需要。
Because he has the need.
神看比我们更远的东西。
Because God has seen the further things than us.
他已经看到这样子 shaking 的孩子，如果让他再过十年的话，他一定跑出去的。
And God will know that if for this very shaky kid, if we were to wait 10 more years, that person would leave the church.
所以有的六岁、七岁就得圣灵了嘞。
So for some people, they would receive the Holy Spirit at the age of 6 or 7.
主耶稣先帮他。
Lord Jesus helped them first.
那有时候我们父母还不懂。
And for the parents, they may not understand.
都不知道耶稣已经 intervene 进来介入了。
And they do not know that Lord Jesus has already intervened.
再给，再给，再给这样子。
And they give even more love.
哇，耶稣都不知道怎么办。
Then Lord Jesus don't know what to do.
你懂我意思吗？所以我们要想，我们怎么跟耶稣合作。
So how do we cooperate with Lord Jesus?
合作，然后让孩子体会看到圣灵。
We have to cooperate with Lord Jesus and our kids can experience the Holy Spirit.
在我们的家里贴标语。
And we can have some slogans posted in our house.
我们现在在美国 promote 我们的孩子的家里面，他的父母亲来上过课，回去要贴标语。不要贴基督是我家是主。
And we promote our parents to post the slogans and on the wall.
你想成为什么样的人？
And what kind of person do you want to be?
对，你怎么样为耶稣活着
？How do you live for Lord Jesus？
因为这个要先进去。
Because all these have to come into their mind first。
这一代的人很喜欢放弃生命。
And the people at this generation, they can give up their life easily。
他不会为你活的。
They will not live for you。
你会为你的父母活，他不会为你活的。
You will live for your parents, but then they will not live for you。
因为物质太早进去。
Because the material things come in too early。
物质一进去，它就没有 meaning 了。
And when the material things come in, then it will become without meaning.
那没有意义的人生的时候，他不知道他为什么要为你，为你，还要为什么，还要为教会。
And if their life is without meaning, then they would not even want to live for you or for the church.
从小贴标语。
So we have to post the slogans.
贴到十八岁。
We have to post this until 18 years old.
不好意思，你们家的 decoration 要做这个。
Sorry, this is what you should decorate around your house.
你可以做黄金的，随便你。你有钱，你做黄金的。
Slogans.
那你想成为什么样的人
？What kind of person do you want to be？
你要为耶稣活着做什么
？What are you going to do when you live for Lord Jesus？
好，贴着，在他大便，他也看到。
When they're in the toilet, they can still see the slogans.
因为他有手机啊。
Because they have their cell phones.
大便也在滑，大便也在滑。好，哎，又看到，哎，要不要看？要，好好好。起码他看到了 ，OK。
Well, when they even though they're using cell phones inside the washroom, they can still see the slogans.
吃饭的地方前面，嘿，一张。
And when they're eating, they can still see the slogans.
视觉啊，我们现在全部要靠 visual 进去。
Because all these, you have to rely upon the visuals.
他们耳朵不好。
Because their ears are not good.
不，他走到哪就看到，哦，又一张，哦，又一张。他久了，他就一直进去。
So wherever they go, they can see those slogans, and when time passed by, all these would sink in.
所以等到他进入 RE system 的时候。
So when they go into the RE system,
到了 senior class 的时候，
when they go into the senior class,
老师就问他们，你们要为主做什么？
Then the teachers will ask them, what are you going to do for the Lord?
他已经看过十年了。
And they have seen this slogan for 10 years.
可是因为现在我们没有 starting, 没有做过。
But because we haven't done this now,
我猜想连 senior class 都非常的难上。
And I'm guessing that it is very hard for the senior youth class.
哈？有吧？应该有，不容易的哈。
It's not easy.
不要批评他们哈，还好，还好，他们蛮好，那就好。
They're okay.
我想我的，我可以看到的，senior youth 的班不容易上，因为他的脑已经全部进去了，在之前所有的 story、Bible 的东西进去了。
I can see that my senior youth students are not easy to teach because all their Bible story have already sunk in.
他现在主要是用不出来。
And right now, it is very hard for them to carry it out.
那他为什么用不出来？就是 motivation.
And why are they not able to carry out? It is because they are lacking motivation.
Motivation, 你刚刚已经学过，回来的东西是什么？是爱。
And the motivation that we talked about, it is connected to love.
所以他少爱。
So they have been lacking love.
那现在你就要应用。
So now we have to apply this.
我怎么样让我的学生感觉到爱？
How do I let my student feel the love?
Okay.自己去应用。
Then we have to apply this.
一直吃没有用的。
It is not useful if we continue to eat.
就是说，因为我们会有一些活动嘛，大家一起吃。
Because we have some activity when we get out for a meal.
他会，因为他吃的东西比你好。
Because what they eat is better than yours.
他五岁就吃过鲍鱼了。
Because they have 鲍鱼。
Abalone. 他很早就吃过 good stuff, 对不对？那你现在用吃来吸引他，他没有太大兴趣。
And if you were to attract them with food, they do not have a lot of motivation.
所以要进里面。
So we have to be quiet.
进到他的里面。
It has to go into their hearts.
关心他。
We have to care for them.
你真的只能关心他。
Then the only thing we can do is to care for them.
他的生活，他的学校。他的需要，你就是关心他。
Care for their life, their school, and their needs.
那从这些东西，你尽了你的本分，老师，你尽了这个之后，神就要出来了。
And if we have done our part in terms of this, then God will come out.
所以我的东西真的很基本，没有什么特别，你们都听过传道讲的，对吧？杨传道，你都有讲过，对吧
？So all the things I have are very basic.
对啊
，You have listened to them in the sermons.
传道会告诉你们要听。
Because the preacher will tell you to listen.
你们都不听啦，这样不行的啦。
And you do not even listen.
那我们在这个黑板上最后给我们一个 conclusion.
So the conclusion we have.
因为呢，我们都希望教出一个好的孩子出来。
Because we want to teach a very bring up a child in a good way.
这个年代的孩子，你要他在社会上顶天立地、非常之成功的机会已经开始变很小，因为时代不一样了。
And if you want our children to be successful in this society, it's very hard because it is a different generation.
他现在拿到 master degree 跟以前拿到 master degree 是不一样的结果。
And when for them at this time, when for them to get a master degree is very different.
从我们的立场，我们希望培养出来以后的孩子，二十岁以后的孩子是会关心人。有勇气，而且是会爱人的孩子。
If we want to bring our children when after he's 20, we want them to be a loving and independent child.
因为这三件事情可以让他活下去。
And all these three things would let them live, survive.
为了达到这三件事情
，And in order to accomplish these three things,
我们在上面列出的就是他在十八岁以前要拿到的东西。
So all these points are the things that they need to accomplish before 18 years old.
不论是老师，不论是父母。
It doesn't matter if it's the teachers or the children.
我们要想尽办法去制造这样的事情。
We have to make our way to make these things happen.
所以说，我们从这个当中，这个是专家给我们的。从这个当中，我们才有一个希望，看见说，将来二十岁的孩子是关心人、有勇气。而且会爱别人的。
And then, all these things are given to us by the experts. And if we do these, then Then we'll see that after 20 years old, they will be caring, courageous, and loving.
Okay? 加上我们有一个最棒的专家，耶稣。
And plus, we have a best expert, and that's Lord Jesus.
我们要有信心。
We have to have faith.
我们把我们的信心拿出来的时候，透过祷告，把耶稣活在我自己的身上。
And when we take out our faith, we can, and through the prayer, we can live Lord Jesus.
让我们的孩子看见我们，而被吸引说，我要认识你后面的那一个神。
And when the children see us, they will want to know the God that is behind us.
所以今天呢，我们在谈 parenting 最重要、最重要一个 core 核心，其实是夫妻的关系、家庭。
And the most important, the key concept is the relationship between the spouse.
所以说，我愿我们所有的弟兄姐妹，如果你们还没有嫁娶，在基督耶稣里面嫁娶。
So I encourage you, if you have not married, you have to marry in the Lord.
那如果你们已经嫁娶的，靠着耶稣，我们拿出信心来，主耶稣带领我们走过我们觉得比较辛苦的日子。
And if you are married already, we have to do through the power of Lord Jesus and to overcome the difficulties.
我这次看我们的孩子哈，我觉得我们的孩子以后是非常好的，会比我们更热心的。
I feel that the children of our generation they'll be even more zealous than us.
因为我们这一代的孩子非常的诚实。
Because the children at this time they are very honest.
非常直接的。
They're very direct.
很好。
It is very good.
因为他是按照那个时间来的。
Because they have been growing with this generation.
等到他十八岁之后，你会看见。
And until when they're 18, then we can see the results.
好，要有希望哦。
We have to have hope.
你们觉得？走出去有希望吗
？Do you feel hope to walk this out？
你不能一出去之后就啊三天不出来了。
We cannot after we have leave this place. We do not leave the house for 3 days.
十八岁没有看见，几岁看？二十八岁。
We cannot see at 18 years old. We can still have hope for 28 years old.
对，二十八还是没有看到，几岁看？三十八一定会看到的啦。
We cannot see at 28. We can still see at 38.
Okay, 我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
We can ask Lord Jesus to help us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.